How's it going? My name's Joe, and you're listening to another episode of A Millennial's Third Eye, and thanks for joining us. I also want to thank those who have been listening and downloading and streaming and catching us on Facebook and liking us, because I think every day we're growing, and I want to thank everyone for being a part of it and participating with us as we do grow. Tonight, I kind of came up with this because when I was going through some emotional things, anxiety, depression, and it wasn't too long ago, you know, I wanted to find this outlet. I'm going, you know, I feel very kind of poetry type, and, you know, some people just feel like, you know, the poetry's to yourself. They're going to keep it at home, kind of write it down, forget about it, hide it. It's going to be in a journal, whatever it may be. But I was looking for a place locally, and I thought that it would be easy, a place locally that I would be able to just read my poetry out. Because for me in that moment, and even now, I'm thinking to hear someone speak poetically or even an open letter or just expressing something in words, the goal is to touch someone else emotionally. Let them think and pick up those words. How do they use it? It's like an emotional art, so to speak. But why I wanted Titus in is because, too, I couldn't find a place. And I feel that poetically or in these words or something that's written down from an emotional standpoint, it should be heard. And a lot of places it's put is in those words, because some people don't feel comfortable going to a therapist. Some people don't feel comfortable sharing emotions with other people verbally. It's put into this action of artistic words. So tonight I decided to do an episode on poetry, and I hope some people are listening call in. They want to share their own. This is definitely a unique outlet, because not everyone, you're not going to know anyone here really, except for just yourself and us talking. And if you feel the need to keep it to yourself or private, but call in, share your words, share what you have written down, whether it be from the past, present, now, yesterday, 3 months ago. And the reason why I want to tie this in is because spiritually, you know, I feel like this is something I'm just getting upon now with this topic, is that spirituality isn't this subject that is ultimately just going right into tarot cards, psychic, intuitive, predictions, energy, healing, cleansing, staging, smudging, you know. To me, being a spiritual individual is just going to that basic point of the yin and yang. The yin and yang is the feminine masculine energy. Why am I going to the feminine masculine energy? Is because we have to be balanced spiritually. Without that balance, you can't read. You can't read, you can't be intuitive, you can't be a healer. Why? Because if I'm just, you know, a male, and I'm just masculine, and I'm just a masculine energy, and this is from a standpoint, why I kind of think this should be understood, is that it's just one energy. You don't have that emotional, sensitive side. It's just tough. And I'm just giving you an example, not specifically this is what it is. With that balance as a male, there's that sensitive, out of the box. You're able to see things on a balanced scale, on a balanced level, and that's very important to be able to understand that and use that. It's not something I just click in. It's something I guess I practiced over time for myself. Where you not only practice for yourself, you're looking at other people in a different way. Where they're coming out of, what their purpose is as a friend, as a coworker, if they're having problems, you're able to step out of the box and see it on an emotional, physical, all different sides to this. So why poetry? Poetry is a spiritual outlet to let those emotions go, whether it be typing in on your phone, writing them down, And this is something many people practice, but they don't share with everyone. They feel like it's private, and that's something, you know, common. There's things that I had written down a long time ago, and I'm reading it now going, this does not make any sense, but, you know, I did it. Poetry is the spiritual outlet, and I would love people to, you know, call in and share their emotions and what they have written down. And believe it or not, if you were to read that from months ago, you'll definitely pick up that energy that you had written down because you're putting it into that poem. Anxiety for me at one point was another emotion, you know, that just was too much. You know, I feel like a lot of people know what anxiety is. It's like, oh, you know, I have a pain in my chest. When I felt this anxiety, I was like, you know, I'm trying not to say you know all the time. Yeah, I don't know where this comes from. I hear people say, you know. But when I felt this anxiety, it was almost like I couldn't make a decision. I couldn't breathe. I didn't know what the hell was going on. And I was fighting it. And one of these days I was fighting it, I decided to write a poem. I was like, listen, man, I had lost someone very close to me. I was trying to fight depression, anxiety, going out in the world, and I had no place to go at that specific day. I wasn't sure, you know, I wanted to enjoy my day off. I didn't have a plan. I was putting this pressure on myself that I had to do something. This anxiety took over. And the night before, I was hungry. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going, well, it's late. Maybe I should go out and get something to eat. And the anxiety tells me, well, it's late. You're going to make a lot of noise. You're gonna really wake someone up. You got to put pants on, so you're probably not going to go. And I'm going, oh, you know. So I'm like, but, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And the anxiety is just, like, shooting back. Yeah, but you know what? No. And it's this ego, this bully I talk about. And the next day, long story short, I kind of had to take a breather. But the next day, I'm fighting the anxiety again, like I said. And I just wanted to enjoy my day off and go out. I'm going, where do I go? I don't have anywhere to go. What's the point? I'm telling myself, also, get in the car. Just get in the car. And then I get in the car and go, well, which way do I want to go? It takes about 25 minutes to the left or the right of me to go anywhere, and I don't even know where I'm going. This is the anxiety telling me what's going on. But within that day, I did make the best of it. I decided to have lunch. I had a beer, relaxed, and I wrote this poem. It was, you know, anxiety outlet. But before I share that, you know, again, I'm hoping that people call in. If not, this is one of the first few episodes that I actually decided to do by myself, not so much doing readings and other things. But I felt that even talking about it now without any callers, you can listen to it on podcast and have your own opinion. But before I read mine, and there's several, I have to find them. There's so many I actually wrote down, even in the past, about past relationships and going years ago. And, you know, now it's kind of like, wow, it came a long way. I used to write letters to God, being like, you know, college is ridiculous right now. I need some help getting through this kitchen class. I am so stressed out. And that version of me, I wasn't in the real world yet. I was in this college atmosphere of cooking school, and it was pressure. I had no idea getting yelled at by chefs, and well, that's what happens. It was a great experience. It depends on how you look at it. Poetry. I don't think personally that poetry has to, you know, there's different types. It rhymes and all that stuff, and I don't remember all the different types. There's all the syllable one, the five, this and that. But I'm just breaking it down to a spiritual standpoint is if you have all this stuff inside of you and you feel like no one is there to understand you, that they're not getting the clues, that you're getting upset about it, and there's just like, you know, this emotion. You want to be understood. That's a big factor. Something I had to go through myself because it was a fear. I had no idea. We want to be understood. We don't want to be the flying monkey, they call it, or caught in a scenario. We also don't want to be alone. We want to find love. But I talk about poetry because we look at meditation and all these tools very quickly to resolve what's inside of us. I talked about in a previous episode that, you know, I can't hear it again. You got to look inside yourself to find what you had buried in so long ago, but you hold on to, because we tend to go through, we go through just different life obstacles, whether it be with friends or family or especially relationships. When we're learning about ourselves as we get older, we take in all these traits, the pros, the cons, what did you learn from it, but what did you not like about it, what are you going to look for next this time, and a friend, and a lover, and a partner, what made you change your mind, all these little things that we tend to keep deep inside of us, hidden. We pack that up, we put it somewhere deep, and people, you know, tell me as well that, you know, there's something, and I know this is something that I personally need to do, that there's still something left in there. There's something you're holding on to. You gotta let it go. You gotta let it out. And I'm working on it. I think I just need to address it. But I want to address it in this way too, is that poetry is a great outlet. I don't feel that addressing something always has to be told, but it does help. In therapy, there's different forms. During my hard time, my therapist had shown me that the body shows signs when you're trying to talk or the emotions come up, where it comes from. And I'm saying that in an open form because, one, don't be afraid of therapy either. Was that, how many times did I go? I went a couple times. Was it bad? No, it wasn't bad at all. Don't be ashamed. We're human. We're people. We go through things. Check it out. But any type of poetry is something I think is very important. We come across so many different people, and the fact is that we don't live in their shoes. We aren't always going through the same things that they're going through. I come across people that will give readings, whether it be in person or even on the show, and some of them are brave enough, and I've respected 100%, is that they'll come out and say, you know, that is true because this and this happened in my life, and there's some deep stuff. So it's one thing to share, and it's another thing to keep it in. And what we don't realize is that, especially for those who keep it in, we can be helping so many different people, even though I'm not a psychiatrist, but this is something I'm sharing personally because I want to express that I'm not the only one, that one, I might have went through something emotional. Two, I was kind of looking for different outlets to express myself. And three, you can too. My blog, my radio, my show, I've been blessed with people supporting me. And those supporting me also, you know, being open about their own life, sharing their own views. And I kind of want this to be known that, even though I'm alone on this episode right now, I've had so many blessings. I'm grateful for those people, my friends. I met over time, and the bond gets stronger over time. So my point is this. I know life gets hard sometimes. It gets so hard that we don't even recognize it in people around us. The person next to us at work can be going through some deep stuff. They don't have to share it with you. They probably won't. They're ashamed and they're embarrassed or what's going on. They're sad. But all we see is this coworker not doing a great job anymore. And I say this because you might be able to see that they're upset and they're having a hard time, but just because they don't tell you doesn't mean that, you know, this is something important that we got to address, but if they don't share it, they don't share it. Sure, the topic is poetic and it's expression, but I want to talk on the term of, we don't have to know everything. I think it's kind of important in 2019 to address this, because it might be something really, really serious someone's going through. But going back to the yin and yang effect and spirituality, you don't have to read cards and be gifted and hear messages and do this and do that. Being spiritual is the yin and yang, accepting everyone for who they are. I'm not coming on here saying, you know, I'm Joe, I'm the spiritualist, this is my religion, if you don't like it, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, all this bullshit, excuse me, I really shouldn't curse, but spirituality is the yin and yang, the balance of the feminine and masculine energy, being able to look at everyone for equality, whether they like political parties and this is what they do on their weekend, it doesn't really matter. But what I'm getting to is that coworker at work who's going through something is not telling you what it is. It's time to look at the person and not worry about what the story is. Help them. Help them, you know, show that they can do a good job, that they did. They're a great person. They're worthy. I think in 2019, well, all the years that we passed by, we see this all the time, is that very few people actually stand up for someone that they might not fully know or care about. Even though you work with them, you hear, you know, business is business, you know, they're at work and all this other stuff. But going back to poetry, I know that was a little far out, but it kind of came up to my mind, and I actually wanted to address that. That was not something I planned. But poetically, musically, artistically, I feel that these are paths that no one should be afraid to take. You shouldn't be afraid to take them, because this can turn into a talent for you. I'm not saying you're going to be the next poetic person that's publishing books. Maybe you will be. But this can turn into writing lyrics for music. This can be turned into a song that maybe you're a musical person. You're going to turn that into a song now. But you're going to start somewhere, and everyone does start somewhere. I believe that I don't know where this podcast is going or my blog talk radio show is going, but I'm putting my energy into it. And honestly, I was a little nervous this episode. I was like, oh, you know, I'm going to be by myself. I'm going to do it about poetry. Is someone going to call in? It's not really about that. It's something I'm actually excited to do, but I didn't want to stop myself from doing it. But this can turn into something, and I kind of want to address it, because we just go through daily life, and some people have, you know, a lot of emotions. We're humans. We're emotional people. At times it happens. Romantically, sadly, whatever the feelings you got. And if you're listening, I would love to hear a poem if you got one. 929-477-2767. If not, I'm going to share one of mine. And anxiety is a big one too. Anxiety, depression, how you view the world. And again, I don't know what it's like to live in your shoes. I don't know impacted you, but if you could put that in words and have someone go, oh, you have a gift of sharing that with someone on an energetic level of emotions that it hits. And I don't think, anyone should be ashamed to share that. In this world especially, there's several people that love reading poetry. There's several people that, even though I'm not really into reading books, or I never really enjoyed writing, you know, the high school book reports and all that. I wasn't into English class. But poems and certain books that we did have to read, I actually enjoyed, because they help you see things and learn things in a different way. this blog for me is my outlet, and that poetry for someone might be their outlet. And I enjoy that because if someone's able to share that with you, they might be, one, coming out of their shell. Two, you're seeing that way of how they express themselves. Maybe they're a shy person. And able to accept them for that. Maybe their poem didn't catch you right off the first. Maybe you want to hear it again. But everyone's different. We're all looking in a relationship to find certain people. Well, what if that person, you know, you're not looking for a shy individual. You want someone outgoing. But what if that was you that helped them come out of their shell and then they become outgoing? They've been looking for you the whole time. They want to share that with you. They want someone to help them grow. And that's what I think also spiritually, the yin and yang, you got to look for too. Don't just let one thing stop you from some being with someone. The person I met over the past year, she was shy. But something about her energy, something about her smile, something about who she was when she spoke to me made me want to see more of her. She wound up becoming the shy girl to me, but she became more outspoken. She was funny. She had poems. She had passions. She had dreams. She opened up to me. It was something that I personally didn't find in many women that I dated. I felt romantic relationships before, but this was another level to me where I was able to connect with someone on a unique level. And there's a lot more to that. So with that being said, I know poetically was the subject, but I'm kind of breaking it down in the sense that as an individual, there's so much to the human mind. And I think a lot of people in 2019, and especially myself at some point, you know, I wanted A, B, and C in a girl. I want to have this in the future. And as you slowly start to grow, in my mind, this is what happened. As time went by, I'm realizing, no, you know, I would like this, but I know that not everyone's perfect. So if you can give yourself that that ability to realize that not everyone's perfect, you're opening up the possibilities to the things that you would like in someone, but they're going to be on a different level. Whether they be shy, or you're the shy one, but you want to be with this other person that's not so shy, maybe they're going to pull you out. Maybe you should just say one thing. Some of us are motivated. We're just go-getters. That's a good thing, too. But I believe personally that all of us, we have pros and cons. We have pros and cons to who we are as an individual. And this is what makes the relationships succeed. The other person might not be the same exact version of you. They might not like hiking and going to the gym, but maybe the other parts of them will connect with you. And they will be interested because you're motivating them. There's something about you that is helping them out. And they're going to help you out with something. And I believe that if you're accepting of that, if you're accepting that there's flaws in all of us, but there's someone else out there that is going to help you be fulfilled, that's a healthy relationship. You're both going to work on each other if it's not just going to fail because no dominant person, you know, money and all that is not important to me in a relationship. It's how well you connect with them, and money comes later on, the survival. Can you live together? Can you pay the bills together? That's a level of importance, but there's other factors to that too. So if you're listening right now, you want to share a poem and your story, what's going on in life, where were you at in that point of time, feel free to call in. I'm going to share a poem of myself in a minute. And if we don't have a caller, it's okay. I plan on doing another show later as well. We'll see how that goes. But I wanted to take the time to talk about a poetic outlet. We all look for these specific outlets, and I think we overlook it. I think it's an overlooked subject, and it should be kind of somewhere where, especially in public, it should be out there where it's kind of comfortable, where people can come up, have a coffee, get together. It's a unique spot to express what you're going through or how you feel about yourself or others on a respectful level, too. And I've been listening to podcasts, the ones that interest me. And everyone's really, it's kind of interesting because I don't really listen to many podcasts. I listen to several that kind of inspired me. But it's really interesting on the personalities that are out there and what they're really going for. And this is something I'm still kind of growing upon because, sure, where I came from in my childhood, there were certain aspects of how I can talk in front of a crowd or how some people are nervous, even through, you know, the internet or talking on the phone to other people, giving readings. We get nervous. It's something unique. So I kind of find it interesting that there's a lot of different people, and they've got some personalities too. It's quite interesting. And this is something else. That could be you. What am I looking for? I'm looking to challenge myself, and this is what it was. I'm looking to challenge myself on a podcast by helping others in a different way, in a different form, and being myself. So especially today, actually, and I'm only sharing this because it kind of helped me and inspired me to keep going and doing it, because someone actually messaged me today and said, you know, on this episode, at this time in the episode, I revisited it, and I want to message you and thank you so much because you helped me in that reading. And I thought about it. I was like, you know, this is just more so because I doubted myself at times going, where's this going? What am I doing with it? But the whole point is, I'm still helping myself as I'm motivating and doing it in that time. You know, even though I'm expecting one thing, maybe it's supposed to be that way. And to go back into, for me personally, there was, I guess at different times, we kind of reach out to different methods, and I talk about frequencies, I talk about the hypnosis around how we grew up, meditative, different methods basically we just quickly go to. And I feel that even though as time goes by, we should still go back and revisit different methods that we can still do now. It's not so much spiritual. If you do want to call in and you're listening, you want to share a poem, just remember to press 1 so I can answer the call for you. But spiritually doesn't have to go back to these main topics. And I personally believe that we are supposed to do things on our own, because there's a saying that you can't help everyone, right? You can't help everyone because they have to fall on their face sometimes. And this is something that we all have to do. We have to fall on our floor, hit the ground to get back up and keep moving. Because if we didn't hit the ground and we didn't fall on our face, what did we learn? We learned nothing. Someone just helped us out, corrected the state, the whatever we're going through. And then we moved on. We're going to do it again if we got help. And there's sometimes we do need help. This is humanity. But sometimes we do have to fall on our face and we have to feel it. And that's why I feel that poetically and writing this down or doing poems for yourself or sharing them is putting that emotion somewhere. Because we're not only putting it down, we're using that as a artistic way of expressing ourselves, but it's another way of putting it down and releasing it, because we have to release these emotions at times. And to go back on what I was saying earlier about how we tend to forget what we hold inside and we pack it all up and it's just gone. And later on, the things that you packed up and put away are the decisions that you're making in the future. This is why you're making those decisions. You don't want to see that person and this person. You don't want to have a friendship like that because that reminded you of the other guy that hurt your feelings as a friend. All these levels, but we packed it up and deep inside, we completely forgot about it. And artistically, in my mind, in a spiritual essence, is that the yin and yang, the feminine and masculine energy, again, it doesn't even have to worry about that. Just poetically writing these things down to express yourself, doing it by yourself, because some people aren't comfortable with therapy, some people aren't comfortable with sharing their emotions, what they're going through, how they've been through it, how rough it is, how just like they just can't breathe. And I think that's a beautiful way of sharing with someone to express yourself. Some people just can't. We can't find the words, but we can write them down and find it in a poetic way. I'm going to share my poem. You hear that? I'm taking a deep breath because I'm a little nervous. I'm going to share my poem because it was around the time when I was talking about I had really, really heavy anxiety, and I had lost a really close loved one, and I went through a lot of depression. I had a lot of anxiety, and I was fighting myself. I was fighting how I was going to enjoy my day off. So this is my poem, and I want to kind of give a quick background because the day I had anxiety, I was in the parking lot after I had lunch, and I was in front of an abandoned building, and the abandoned building was a restaurant. And I kind of connect to the restaurant because I'm a chef. But I hope this poem is said as well as I can read it and makes sense. So there we go. Anxiety for me is that abandoned business. You pass each day on your route to work, wondering why it's still abandoned. It's a great spot for business. Why is it still empty? Anxiety is that restaurant that puts so much energy, time, dedication, hope, and faith dreaming of. Anxiety is that restaurant that works so hard fighting to open. To reach that imagination it wanted to reach but failed. That restaurant with many people coming together to make something wonderful for the world. Anxiety is the failure of that dream. The ability to have touched it but not reach its full potential. It may be for numerous reasons why it had to end. It may have tried to find ways to reopen. It still may be fighting to do so. Anxiety is that restaurant that knows what it once had, the customers that so frequently visited, that restaurant that doesn't understand what it did. Anxiety is me fighting from within, trying to reopen once again, trying to turn the light on that was once me. Anxiety is the place you couldn't understand, was still abandoned, and can still be me. So that was my poem on anxiety. And the dream I had was finding love and never having to look again. I'm still rhyming. I don't mean to. And the anxiety was just this feeling of, and it's true, there's this feeling of me losing a part of myself. I lost a part of myself because I lost this loved one. She was a very important part of my life. And the way it ended, I didn't get to say goodbye. You know, things tragically came to a point where naturally someone, to lose someone in a certain way, you get emotional. You start to, you don't feel normal anymore. And I was fighting my way coming home from work. I would leave work realizing that this is still reality. I wanted just to be happy. I couldn't find any hobbies. I was depressed. So that day, when I had a high level of anxiety, which was not normal for me, but normal for the situation, I decided to express myself using my phone. I typed that. I read that from my phone. And I was actually crying in the car. But I'll tell you what, if you can't, I feel like this is something that we all have to just agree with. As a guy, there's times we cry. There's just, whether it be privately, whether it be through a certain subject because of what it is. And there's being a man and there's being a man. But if you could pick up on emotions, I think that's kind of unique. And I sat there in my car crying. I didn't care about, you know, who saw me. I had to let that out. And it was very important for me to let that out because I wanted to release it. So if it's something that helps you release, or it's something that you want to think about releasing, I think poetry is a wonderful way of keeping it to yourself if you want to, or sharing it with others. I wanted to, again, look for a method in public to share my poetry with, because I was going through things, and I wanted to be able to share experiences with people. And if you're interested and you want to call in now and you want to share a poem, call the number, and don't forget to press 1 while you're calling in. You can still do that when you if you're listening. And I want to do that publicly because I want to be able to reach people on numerous levels and kind of show that even through this blog and whatnot, is that there's other people too, that we all go through things. There's other people that have poetry that love sharing it, that want to reach people emotionally. That's something that they went through. It's kind of like a way of saying, hi, I'm Joe. I also went through something similar like you, and I want to hear what you have to say about your experience through a poem, through an open letter, through your hard times, whether it be happy, sad, any of it. But this is my example of my poem I recently had. Excuse me. And there was letters I wrote. It was just my way of taking what was in my heart and letting that go. And it's still a little hard sometimes. Still hard. You miss people. You miss things. You go back to memories. And spiritually, poems or writing them down, even writing a letter to someone or something, whatever it is, putting it on paper, putting it on your phone, emotionally, spiritually, whatever way you want to do, knowing that. I think it's important that when you're going through something or you're happy, but you have this inspiration to just put it down. But if you're fighting yourself, just like, we're all different. We're all human. You shouldn't worry about judgment, especially with books these days. There's so many stories to share, so many things to read. True stories, movies, and then it comes down to you, and forget about the world. Be you. And that's what I'm trying to get to, is our authentic selves. And what I mean by that is some of us go years and years and years worrying about what people think of us if we do this instead of that. Worrying about what music we listen to because we're worried about what people think if we listen to that. Worrying about a diet because we want to be thinner. We're worried about what we do in public because we're worried about what people are doing, judging us. So what I mean by being your authentic self is basically saying, forget all that bullshit. Forget all that. Being your authentic self is, what do you want to do? And I'll be honest, to go back on what I was saying earlier, I had a little slight nervousness of doing this episode. I was worried about, is anyone going to call in? Am I going to hear from anyone? What's the purpose? Where am I going with it? And I'm going back to that ego, you know, the bully. And it really doesn't matter. What matters is that somewhere down the road, whether it be a podcast, someone listens to it later on, someone goes through the previous episodes, they'll find that interesting for some reason or another, and it will help inspire them for that moment in time. And so I did it. And I'm actually feeling pretty good about it because I'm being my authentic self. This is a part of me. I'm sharing it with you publicly. And I don't want you to be afraid to do something for yourself later on. If it's going to be a poem, if it's going to be you enjoying yourself on a night out by yourself, even with others, they want to invite you out, go out, have fun. But you're not sure if you want to go out because what are you going to wear? Put something good on. Have a good time. I feel that personally there is this chunk of time that's added over the years that we're worried about something and it held us back from actually going somewhere. So being your authentic self is just saying, don't worry about it, just do it. Well, we have a caller right now, and I want to see if you have anything to share. 520, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Marie, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Marie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Did you have a poem to share?
Actually, I do. I just wrote this one yesterday, the 7th. And I don't have a title for it, but it's just something that came to me. And I lost my mom like last year. It hasn't even been a year. This March will be a year, but yeah, so I totally understand where you're coming from as far as depression and anxiety, and I can relate to all that.
Well, if you don't mind, I would love to hear the poem, especially since you wrote it yesterday.
Sure.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. As time passes, I have come to realize that no matter all the hurt and pain, no matter all the dis-ease and discomfort, we as human beings are strong. We are one with the higher power of all humanity. We all make mistakes. It's part of the human race. Love and be kind to others inside. Share and give, receive and embrace. Life is beautiful, a beautiful place. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. Use those as nothing more than a stepping stone. Love thyself and everything else should fall in place.
I really like that a lot. So
Thank you.
That was really nice. Very beautiful. It's and that's a great poem to even listen to now, because not only did you just briefly tell me a quick story, but I felt it and I feel it, that there's still positivity in the world. There's still mistakes made, but it's okay. You're not alone. Even though it was such a brief moment and I heard your poem, I felt it, and I'm glad I got to hear that. I'm sorry, and I thank you for sharing that, because it's it fits into what I was talking about earlier. So you lost your
right.
mom over the past year.
Yeah, I lost my mom. I took care of her. I was her caretaker for the past 14 years. She fell into severe depression herself, and when she lost her only son, which is my brother, he was murdered in 2004. And she just, it was her best. I mean, they were like best friends. And they were each other's backbone,
mm-hmm.
per se. And she just totally fell into severe depression, and she wasn't able to overcome it, never, until her dying day. And it got so bad to where we had to take her food and water to her bed. She became bedridden, and just all this, depression can kill. It's something serious that people shouldn't ignore. I mean, if you see
mm-hmm.
somebody, if I see somebody that's going through that, I'm going to step up and give them a help, try to help them in any way I can, because I witnessed firsthand, my mother passed from that. She actually, to me, she died of a broken heart. That's what it was, from depression.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear about that as well for your brother and your mother, but losing someone, especially the person I lost as well, she went through depression that it was kind of sometimes you don't even realize it. People we carry things so deeply that it's slightly untraceable. And I'm glad you said that, when you see someone or you feel someone that needs help or wants to be heard. In my
mm-hmm.
opinion, and I want to know what you think about that too, is that especially the suicide hotlines, I think it's kind of like a last resort, but what mostly people want to feel and hear is to be understood and share what they're going through. Kind of,
yeah,
right. Not just
get
help.
Not to be judged.
Exactly.
Just to give them a lending ear, yes. Mm-hmm. I so agree with that. I also wrote another one. This I wrote before my mother passed away, a few months before she passed away. I wrote this one.
Let's hear it.
I am. Okay. So it says, to, you know, because, well, briefly, to see her suffer, you know, I suffered just as much as she did because it hurt me to see her in that condition. So it says, it goes, having to see those you love suffer the most, it hurts oh so bad, like a hit with a baseball bat. The struggle is real. It's hard to believe. Yet I've witnessed fall after fall, body bruised black and blue. Doctors can't explain why so many zaps to the brain. Several tests, all results are negative. Legs are swollen, no strength in either hand. Entire body aches like arthritis on a cloudy day. Depression is real. Depression can't kill. So if you can overcome depression, you can still be healed.
Wow. That's that's really important. I'm glad to hear that one too. Especially
kind of intense,
through
but...
a little intense, but you know what? The poetry that second one you read to me is that it was more visual. I'm not really a poetic person, but I wanted to kind of share that there is an outlet, whether it be for you personally to overcome depression, which I'm glad, you know, you were able to share that specific subject as well, is that there's an outlet and you don't have to be private about it, or you can be private, or to share it in a different way for others to understand. But going back to your poem, is that I'm not a fully poetic person, but the words that you use, I still can picture and feel. Like I'm a visualizer. So I'm
and
visualizing.
That's something I'm not. Yeah, it's hard for me to visualize.
So I'm feeling it and seeing it at the same time, which I know it's an emotional poem, but
mm-hmm.
that is something that I pick up. I feel it, especially as an emotional or empathic person,
empath.
To call. You know, I could feel
right.
an empath. So it's
mm-hmm.
a great way to share. And what's interesting too, and I don't know if this is something you can relate to, is that poems over the years, we tend to put our emotion and energy into, and it's
mm-hmm.
something that when I go back and read them, I still feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Because of that time.
It brings back that memory. It brings back that moment in time, yeah.
That moment in time, it's
you relive
powerful.
It all over again at that moment, yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you. Do you have any more?
I actually do, but not in front of me. Right now I'm at mom's house, but I have my own apartment, and I have tons over there. And I actually, today I was supposed to go and grab all of them and put them in a binder because, you know, since 04, that's when I began writing, when I lost my brother. And so I have a ton of them, and I just have them here and there. And, you know, but I was just yesterday, I said, today I'm going to gather them all and put them in a binder and see if I can do something with them. Maybe somebody else can, you know, relate to them, or it'll help somebody else going through what I went through, you know. And
absolutely.
At that time, yeah, and maybe publish them or post them on a website or even a blog, something.
I would love to, and I want your opinion, see if you would like something like this, but I was thinking about even creating maybe, you know, a specific day of the week where it's for Blog Talk on my blog, for other people to listen in every Monday or something, or every Tuesday for, you know, poetry.
Sure, yeah.
I'll keep that posted. Do you follow us on Facebook or at all, or Blog Talk Radio?
No, I just barely tuned in. This is the first time that I hear about your Blog Talk Radio, your show.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Follow us so that way when we do the poetry night, we'll be able to get to you and let you know.
Sure.
Well, thank you for calling in and sharing your poem.
You're welcome. Thank you for letting me share that.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
So it's a great opportunity to hear someone I personally don't know call in and share their poems. And it's a great way to also kind of tie it into this topic, is that there's so many of us that either write poems or write something down for that moment in time to express what we're going through and let it out, whether it be happy, sad. It doesn't personally, it does matter, but whichever way you feel like sharing, it allows other people to understand you on a different level. I think at times it's hard for us to put the words together to express what we're going through, but the words seem to come together in a poem. Different ways of helping others that we want to get closer to us in a relationship or understand us, being able to go, hey, you know, this is something personal to me. I want to read it to you. I think that's a very unique way. But yeah, I was thinking about having a poetry night once a week for others to feel free to share their poems. I think it's something that should be heard, especially through diversity, through different people across the world. Social media shouldn't just be about what I did this weekend and showing my pictures and doing a dance and having fun. I think social media should be about reaching other people in a different way, reaching other people through diversity of different emotions, of different styles and different topics, and especially through poetry. I think it's a great spiritual outlet. And I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being a part of A Millennial's Third Eye. And hopefully we'll get to see you next week when I post about poetry night. This is Joe, and I hope to hear from you soon. Have a good night.